It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In Dallas, the campaigning is over and the governing begins for a new city council. Members were sworn in this morning. Former council members Tanel Atkins and Dwayne Carraway reclaimed their South Dallas seats after being term limited. Newcomer Kevin Felder joins the council. He represents District 7, also in South Dallas. And Omar Narvaez begins his first term representing West Dallas. And they'll be getting right to work. At the inauguration, Mayor Mike Rawlings said, "There's lots to do, from approving a city budget to finalizing a bond package scheduled to go to the voters in November."
The challenges we face are the growing pains of a city that is really finally hitting its stride. We have faced down so many challenges in the last 6 years. The Ebola outbreak, the police ambush last July, the police and fire pension crisis. We will face many more challenges in the years to come. Now, I believe this city council will rise to meet those challenges if, and it's a big if, we practice around the horseshoe what we practice on the world stage, where we embrace those that aren't like us or have different thoughts than us. Because in defining each other, we define ourselves. If we can't trust the other guys, can they trust us? If we want to, we can perpetuate a belief that there's a clear divide between old Dallas and new Dallas. But we have no real choice. We must embrace a new Dallas.
The Dallas City Council chose Dwayne Carraway to be the new mayor pro tem, and Adam Medrano is the new deputy mayor pro tem. Our nation is fairly divided between those who consider themselves liberals and those who identify as conservative. It turns out, though, many Americans aren't clear on what those ideological labels actually mean. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with political scientist Nathan Calmo about how the 2016 election showed voters are more loyal to their party than ideology.
If we believe the conventional wisdom that the public really is ideological and that the public is polarized on that ideology, that Democrats are extreme liberals and Republicans are extreme conservatives, then we wouldn't expect to see what we saw in 2016, where on the Republican side, there were plenty of other much more conservative in the Republican Party among the very large slate of candidates. Instead, they chose Donald Trump, who in the past has identified as a Democrat at times, has had both liberal and conservative positions across time. That doesn't fit well with the notion of Republican primary voters being extremely ideological. And the same goes for the Democratic side, that between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, if you were to imagine a extremely liberal Democratic polity, it would be voting for Bernie Sanders by a wide margin. Instead, they went with Hillary Clinton, who is the relatively more moderate candidate among the major Democratic contenders.
Nathan Calmo is the co-author of Neither Liberal Nor Conservative, Ideological Innocence in the American Public. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. A North Texas community institution is facing a budget shortfall of $2 million. The United Way of Tarrant County has cut one-third of its staff positions to preserve funding for the programs it supports in and around Fort Worth. With new leadership coming into the nearly century-old organization, KERA's Christopher Connolly reports that United Way is changing the way it works for the social media age.
Okay, ready, set, go. Keep playing with it. See?
Yeah.
In a classroom at Tarrant County College in Fort Worth, Girls Inc. program director Mackenzie Gray is leading a science camp for a few dozen tween and teenage girls. Today's lesson, different states of matter.
Is this magic mud more of a solid or a liquid? What do you think?
That's a trick question because this substance is actually a non-Newtonian fluid.
Non-Newtonian fluids change their flow or behavior under stress. That's why whenever I'm playing with it and kneading it, it acts as a solid, but then whenever I stop, it's a liquid.
Girls Inc. is okay. One of 42 groups that get some funding through the United Way of Tarrant County. So when Girls Inc. CEO Jennifer Lemus heard United Way was facing budget troubles, she was worried.
You know, Girls Inc., we do a lot of important work, but then there are a lot of other organizations that it's going to impact in a tremendous way. A lot of services that can be lost if we're not partnering together to figure out how we can get those resources coming back through United Way and into the communities.
For most of its 95 years, United Way of Tarrant County has worked pretty much the same way.
They would go into the workspace and they would make, you know, the case for people to contribute, and then those contributions would go to those nonprofits.
T.D. Smyers is the chief financial officer for United Way of Tarrant County. Later this month, he'll take over as CEO. He says these days that federated giving model is challenged.
Federated giving has got to find a way to be more relevant in a space where people can pick up their smartphone and hit a GoFundMe site and give money to something that they care about.
When United Way of Tarrant County came in $2 million short of its fundraising goals this year, Smyers attributed it to a number of factors. For one, there's more competition for donor dollars, but more fundamentally, the way people go about giving is changing. That's technological, but it's also generational. Millennials are replacing baby boomers at work, and Smyers says his organization has been trying to figure out what millennials want.
We're looking at the needs of the donor and then matching them with community requirements, community needs. Whereas before, we kind of created this laundry list of community needs and then tried to sell them to the donor.
That's meant narrowing their funding to groups that focus on core issues like education, financial stability, and health. They're also working to help donors become more involved with the organizations they're supporting, for example, as volunteers, so that the relationship with United Way is less transactional. And beyond just giving money to nonprofits, United Way launched an incubator last year to help new organizations become more sustainable. It's all part of a strategy to make United Way more effective and more attractive to new donors.
We're not just relying on hope. We're looking at it hopefully, but we've restructured ourselves. We've reshaped the organization. We've adjusted our business model. And we've adjusted our impact model.
Jackie Lambier says United Way of Tarrant County isn't alone in struggling to reach millennials. Lambier teaches strategic communications at Texas Christian University and works with a lot of nonprofits. She says when it comes to philanthropy, millennials are different than their parents.
One thing we know about millennials is they want to have a high-touch experience. They don't just want to give money or go to the gala and be very disconnected from the organizations they're helping. They want to get involved, roll up their sleeves, and help.
Lambier says United Way has a lot going for it. For almost a century, it's been an essential part of the local social safety net, shepherding tons of small donations to organizations that serve people in need.
However, that logic doesn't often transfer over to newer audiences who also need that emotional appeal.
Appealing to donors has just gotten harder, Lambier says. There's more competition for donor dollars and attention, and so she says nonprofits need to use social media and other forms of communication, not just to ask for money, but to show off the work they're doing.
They need logic, emotion, and authority. And I think United Way has those in spades. They've just got to learn to use all of those appeals across all of those many channels.
The good news is that philanthropic giving is on the rise across the U.S. For United Way of Tarrant County, it's just a matter of figuring out how to convince those new younger donors that a 95-year-old nonprofit is the right cause for them. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
We've been following a diverse group of kids from 8th grade to graduation as part of KERA series Class of 17. Tomorrow morning, we'll check in with one of those students. Ricky Rijos graduated from Flower Mound High School. He's headed to the University of North Texas this fall. Ricky's learned some hard lessons over the last 4 years, including one that may actually take a lifetime to deal with, the death of his best friend. The story's coming up tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. We've got partly cloudy skies in store for us this evening, a low around 73. Tomorrow should be sunny, a high near 94, and tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 73. It's 91 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 88 in Tyler, 87 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.